Welcoming Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to virtually bring us up to date on what's happening with the 2020 federal census here in Quincy. Hey, Nikki, good to see you.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Good to see you as well.
Thank you so much. Great to chat with you this way, unfortunately, hopefully in person again real soon. But as folks can see, you are in the office at City Hall, and the City Clerk's office is functioning, not to the public, but certainly with all the different processes that you do there.
It is. So we are staying busy, keeping up on our workload. People are requesting birth, death, and marriage by mail. So we're doing our mail every day. We're getting our nomination papers certified. And we're plugging along. If we can help the public in any way, please don't hesitate to call. We are here.
Okay, what's a good number, Nikki?
617-376-1131. Is the main line here at the City Clerk's office. If you have any questions about birth, death, marriage, dog licenses, we're doing those by mail as well. We're getting a good response on that. And our election department is fully functioning.
Yeah, what's going on with the elections? Has there been a change in signature requirements or anything like that?
There has. So the requirements were cut in half. Also, the date was changed for the last day to return papers, which was actually today at 5 p.m.
Okay. What's the new date?
The date of the election hasn't changed.
Oh, okay.
September 1st is still the date of the election.
That's the primary. Okay.
Yes. But to get your nomination papers in to go on that ballot, was moved up a week, and the number of signatures required was cut down.
Gotcha. Okay. So the new date will be the 12th, right? May 12th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's talk census because it's really important. And unfortunately, door knockers are not able to go out now and do the census manually. So it's really incumbent upon people to fill that out and get it in, right?
Yes, of course. And, we're going to try to do, social media campaigns and things like that. I'm going to give you a bunch of literature to please put on your site to inform people, to educate people, let them know how important it is. And it's our only crack at it for 10 years. So as you know, and everyone knows, the city has grown so much. We know that we have over 100,000 people in our city. We're right now only getting credit for 96,000 people. So if we can get that number up over 100,000, it helps us with federal funding, state funding. And it's so important to the education in our city and the doctors and nurses and everything else that's just a trickle-down effect. From our federal census, it's so important.
Yeah, I mean, as a one example is, the Council on Aging transportation van, that's funded by federal grant money. That's just one example. Yeah,
that's right. Our planning department has a huge federal grant writing. People that need assistance with housing, and they are so needed to answer the census so that we can figure out where we need to help families in our city throughout the Commonwealth, really. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, we have some undercounted parts of our city in Ward 4, Precinct 1, Precinct 4, Precinct 5. Which is up in West Quincy. And we also have some undercounted in Ward 2, Precinct 1, 2, Precinct 2, 2, Precinct 3, and Ward 5, Precinct 1. So, the mayor is working on getting a grant from the state to get some money to help provide maybe some mailings and such to go out. It's just so hard that we count on those numerators so much. And, we don't want to send anybody out. There are so many good virtual tools that we have. And I think that so many people do have a cell phone. And Secretary Galvin was so adamant about making sure that you could answer your federal census on a cell phone. And, you know, it's in English, Spanish, Chinese, Portuguese, you name it. You can go on to census.gov, and you don't have to, I know, and this happened to my mother, you got your card the first week in March. Now you can't find it, so you don't have your number. And people are like, I don't know my number. Well, right. Don't worry about that. You can look it up other ways. You can look it up by your address or your name.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know. Because you're right, there was that registration number on that form. And if people are thinking, oh, gosh, I don't have that, how can I fill it out? Okay, good to know.
That's right. Yes, you can always fill it out. They've actually extended the dates, too. So it was supposed to be done in May. It's now moved till October.
Oh, okay.
But get it done, get it in, and help our city grow and get the funds that we deserve.
Yes, I mean, I did it, you know, when I first got it, it's 9 questions. It took all of 10 minutes and, you know, and we're done. There's no cost. It's free.
No, civil duty.
Yeah, it's once every 10 years. And you know, the mayor was quite concerned because the Secretary of State actually called the mayor to tell him that, you know, Mayor Koch, your numbers are low and I'm concerned about that. I mean, that speaks volumes because there's 365 cities and towns in the state for him to single out Lindsay and say there's a problem there.
And we've been working on it for a long time. In 2018, we made a complete count committee and we encouraged, you know, all of our city leaders to help in this effort. And you can go to your teachers, your faith leaders, your healthcare providers. They will help you.
Mm-hmm.
They will help you. One of our greatest resources was the library.
Sure.
But they're virtual now.
Right.
So if you feel safe at the library and they're willing to help there as well. So it just is so important. It makes such a big difference, even with the response essential for housing, education, transportation, and employment, healthcare, public safety, congressional and state lines. It just goes, it's the biggest trickle-down effect that we have.
Yep.
And the opportunity is now.
Yeah. I mean, another example is during this current pandemic, the money that's being used to help small businesses here in Quincy, the grant money is coming directly from those federal grants.
Absolutely. Natural disasters.
Yeah.
The military that provides services for us, that's all, you know, based on our needs. But we have to please, you know, get out there and put that out there first, that you need to be counted. One of the things that I wanted to say about who needs to be counted, any family member, friend who is living with you right now.
Okay.
You know, if it's a friend, if it's a renter, count those people that live under your roof.
Okay.
That is how we're going to get to our numbers. Our, you know, babies, immigrants.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Make sure everybody is counted.
Okay. I know Quincy Asian Resources committed to helping, especially with the Asian population. Are they working on that on their end?
They are. They are. And again, we'll probably do some kind of mailing throughout at least the undercounted areas of our city and get out another. We wanted to do a census day.
Yeah.
And that got, and we were going to use the plaza and that was going to be wonderful. Oh. But, you know, we're going to spend the money another way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll try to hit as many people as we can and have the response rate, something we in the city of Quincy can be really proud of.
Yeah, the mayor, I spoke to just a while ago, he says there's probably at least 110,000 people just based on the number of new housing that's been developed and the number of people that are living in them.
That's right. So we in 2018 started on the number of housing units. And we gave the state over 3,500 units.
Wow.
That have not been counted yet.
Okay.
So with that, and they say 2.2 people live in each unit, you know, we should be able to get our numbers up, but they don't rely simply on that.
I see.
They rely on the response of the people.
Okay. So you really have to really fill that out and send it in. That just kind of verifies that you are, you exist and that you live.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And the services in the city are amazing. You know, and let's not forget that and how convenient it is with our four train stations. Mm-hmm. And transportation is such a big part of our city. And I think it's only getting bigger, you know, and we're so fortunate that our train stations are being done over.
Yep.
And let's keep that money flowing.
Yeah, I mean, grant money has been used for instance, the Hannon Parkway, for the new Generals Bridge that's being built, for the Bergen Parkway years ago, for that matter.
Right, yeah. That's right. There's $675 billion of federal money that can come, a piece of it can come our way.
Wow. All right. So I know there's an actual website just for the census, 2020census.gov, or as you mentioned, just census.gov.
Yeah, there's my2020census.gov. I mean, if you just put in census,
it'll
gonna,
that's right.
You Google it, you're gonna come up with it.
You can't miss it. Yeah.
Right.
Very good. Well, I have you, Nikki. What's going on with license board in the city?
Well, unfortunately, we have not met. We do. I feel, and I've talked to the other board members about this, is that basically the license board is a public forum, and you know we always ask for input from our audience and people participating in our meetings. So we kind of felt like that was not going to happen if we went on virtual meetings. And when you look at what we had pending before us, it was road races.
Sure.
It was all the spring and summer festivities.
Yep.
And we don't know really what's going to happen yet.
Yep.
So we've been, you know, taking the applications in, but holding off on giving them the date just because of the coronavirus.
Okay. Yeah. I don't imagine there'd be a whole lot of new businesses, unfortunately, right now, you know.
And that's the other, you know, I pray for all these businesses and, you know, commend the mayor for helping with the small businesses. It must be so tough for them.
I'm sure. Yeah. Especially the ones that's their sole source of income, you know, mm-hmm. support their families. So, yeah.
Right.
Again, if folks have questions about the census or any other license or city clerk information, how do they get a hold of you?
Certainly you can go to quincyma.gov, city clerk, and email us, or you can call us on the telephone, 617-376-1131. We're here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay, very good. Anything else, Nikki?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Answer your census.
Yeah. Yes, please do. Absolutely. Good to talk to you. Good to see you. Tell everybody.
You too.
So we said hello, and if we can help here at QATV, just give us a buzz.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.